Sermon 192, Section 9, Part 1. The Philosophy of Pilgrimage to Kaaba, the Hajj. Do you not see that Allah, the Glorified, has tried all the people among those who come before, beginning with Adam, up to the last ones in this world, with stones which yield neither benefit nor harm, which neither see nor hear. He made those stones into his sacred house, which he made a standby for the people. He placed it in the most rugged stony part of the earth, and on a high land with least soil thereon, among the most narrow valleys between rough mountains, soft sandy plains, springs of scanty water, and scattered habitants, where neither camels nor horses nor cows and sheep can prosper. Then he commanded Adam and his sons to turn their attention towards it. In this way it became the center of their journey in seeking pastures and rendezvous for meeting of their carrier beasts, so that human spirits hastened towards it from distant waterless deserts, deep and low-lying valleys, and the scattered islands in the seas. They shake their shoulders in humbleness, recite the slogan of having reached his audience, march with swift feet, and have disheveled hair and dusted faces. They throw their pieces of cloth on their backs. They have marred the beauty of their faces by leaving the hair uncut. Sermon 192, Section 9, Part 2. They throw their pieces of cloth on their backs. They have marred the beauty of their faces by leaving their hair uncut as a matter of great test. Severe tribulation, open trial, and extreme refining. Allah has made it a means to His mercy and an approach to His paradise.